10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Drum roll, please. It is 8 p.m. on the dot. Greetings. Happy Wednesday. I see my girl is here. Brenda, you here, mama?
Hi, beautiful.
There's my girl. Happy Wednesday, you guys. Welcome to Straight Talk with Karen and Brenda, our very, very first show.
Yeah.
Wait, I gotta do, wait, our very first show. Let's give us a round of applause.
Oh my God, that was so cute.
I love playing with these things. I'm like a 3-year-old with the effects.
You know, I'm not that good with that stuff. I'm so computer illiterate.
Nah, you're good. And listen, that said, I was so proud of you when you did your Facebook Live. You got every single, like, link, everything correct. I was like, my girl.
Girl, I've been doing my homework. Yes.
You did good. So for anybody that is just tuning in, first of all, welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys are listening to Straight Talk with Karen and Brenda, our very first show. We did like a little intro last week, well, a couple of weeks ago, which was more of a testing, is this mic working kind of thing.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Yes. So thank you. We see that some of you are tuned in. I see Orlando. Thank you for tuning in. Lauren, thank you for tuning in. Do us a favor. Share this out. Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
This way, we could help us share this out. You can share it on Facebook for us, or, you know, any kind of social media platform. And as you can see, you guys can comment live and we can read your comments. So
yes, and I have my glasses on.
Uh-oh. She has Alice, you have your glasses.
I am lost without them, girl.
Oh, you know what? I don't know when. I mean, it's a good segue into our topic, right? Because it is like very interesting. Aging, I mean, they always say, right? Aging is a gift that not all of us have been blessed to have, right?
Absolutely.
But finding that balance between, you know, aging gracefully, and aging is a challenge. So that leads us to our topic, right?
That is the perfect segue. Absolutely. Accepting the fact that I'm losing my vision and just making sure I find beautiful glasses with cute little frames and accepting that and embracing it. That's half the challenge, right? That's half the balance.
And everything I always say, after 30, walk on your hands for everything to be in the right place. Those are my
Yes, I am losing the fight against gravity because everything's going south, girl.
Hello. That's why I say after 30, walking on your hands gets everything in the right place. So that is actually, so our topic, well, I'm going to say that Brenda is definitely the more politically correct, I want to say. So the title I had and where we came to a agreement on it was actually this was her title, Gotta Love You. Cause my title was like, I need to talk about the fact that I ain't that bitch, but I mean, I am, but in the context in which we're speaking, the context in which we're speaking is, you know, gotta love you. I ain't that bitch. Yeah. So you want to give you start by telling everybody your, like, how you felt about this part of that, and then I can tell everybody how I felt about it.
Yeah, so, you know, I reached an age, and I'm not going to tell you my age now, although half of you probably already know, but there came a point where I did start to lose my vision quickly. That was like the first thing. And then, you know, your skin changes and certain things start going and south and this and that. And my muscles, I had to work harder to kind of like firm up my muscles, where when I was younger, I could fall off from working out a little bit. And then the first week I jumped back into the gym, everything was back. Mm-hmm. I didn't skip a beat. And now I have to work extra harder if I want to look a certain way for a specific show. Like I pick and choose, like, okay, I have this really big show. I really got to work. So I have to start working out hard at least 3 months before that big show comes, you know?
Right.
Years ago was a little different. You know, your muscle memory is intact and everything. But, you know, we have to work harder. The trick is to accept it, know that it's happening, be okay with the fact that it's happening, and do something about it. Something about it. Because if you don't, and now I'm talking about the things we can
that we have control over. Absolutely.
Exactly. And just give it the best you can. And you know, because you do want a longevity. You want to live a little longer. I don't have grandchildren yet, but I'd like to still have my two-step when my little babies come along, God willing, and I'm blessed. And so it's work. You got to put work into it. You have to make sure that, and the things that we don't have control over, we cannot get depressed about it. And that is what I'm seeing a lot of. I'm seeing a lot of my peers and women my age feeling like they have to do a lot more. And it's not because they're trying to stay looking good and they're trying to stay healthy. They're doing it to compete against 20-year-olds. And I'm telling them that is not good. You're not gonna be good. If you're trying to compete against these 20 and 30-year-olds, you can't. We were already there. We already conquered. We already kicked that. We kicked ass.
Right. But I have a couple of things to say, but I want to just interject in that one aspect. So let me ask you a question. Do you feel that you need to compete with, I'm asking you personally, do you feel you need to compete with a 20 or 30 year old?
Oh, absolutely not. Exactly. No, I give them that. They got the baton. They got it. They can get all those trophies. I already have mine. I was there. And when I was in that age bracket, you know, that I looked good. I felt good. I was there. And I'm talking before children. And right. I could tell you that even through my pregnancies, I tried my best to stay in shape. You know, I did a 5K when I was 6 months pregnant and for my first pregnancy. And, you know, you want to really stay fit. I did start having children at a later age. I was in my 30s already, mid-30s, and started having kids. But I know I'm not trying to compete against the 20-year-olds. I think that for my age group, if we just try to stay looking good for our age group, we're good. We're very good. Look at you. You look amazing too, Karen. And we're good.
Well, thank you. But
I'm very happy with where I'm at. Unfortunately, if you're thinking about relationships and you're single, unfortunately, the men in our age group, they are looking at those younger women. But you have to ask yourself, is that really who you want to be with? I don't know. Maybe, no, you can have them. I'd rather be with someone around my age, mature, you know, who's got it together.
Established.
Who's established, who appreciates me. And that's pretty much it. It's sad to see women our age trying to stick to that, oh, you know, they'll walk into a place, they'll see a 20, 30 year old, oh, I could do that. Or I, you know, and they start trying to compete and talk a certain kind of way. And it's just not, I don't know. I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's sad. It's sad that we're doing that.
Sad would be the right word. And you know, it's funny. And that's actually why I was gonna, it was funny because you and I had we were talking and you said something, you know, to this effect. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. I was going to go live today. And I was going to be like, I'm not that bitch. Because you know how many times that I've had people very recently when I'm hosting an event or whatever. And they're like, oh, well, I'm not skinny like you. Or, oh, well, you know, I look at them and I go, listen, let me tell you something. I'm not that bitch. I said, I fast for 18 hours a freaking day. I work really hard to look this way. So I don't want to hear, you know, I know. And then like somebody next to me, I'll go, oh, you see her over here. She eats all day long and she never gains a pound. I'm like, okay, you're a bitch. Don't talk to me. And, you know, we all start laughing. So right. Like, I'm not that girl. I'm the girl that is doing everything I can to try to stay where I want to be, not where somebody else thinks I should be or where someone else wants to be, but where I want to be. So I want to clarify that because I also, when you and I met, whatever, what did we say? I mean, when we actually did, not that when we met, but when we did the show together, you were on a journey at that point. You had gone through, you know, health issues. Mm-hmm. And you were actually with a life coach.
Yes.
You were working your ass off to get yourself back to the where you wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if more people would understand that you have to put the work in, it doesn't just happen. So I try to, this is what I try to do on these platforms is let people know, like, everybody thinks the grass is greener. Dude, you're not mowing the lawn. Like, you got to mow it. You got to water it. Yes. You got to fertilize it. Yes. It. You know, don't get me wrong. There are certain people that press buttons and look good. Don't, you know, and props to them, even though I hate them.
If they have good DNA. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I don't even know. But, you know,
what happened with me was I was like close to 140 pounds after my bout with cancer. And I knew I was getting back into the music business. And girl, I was down to one meal a day. I could not get rid of the inches, the pounds. I don't know. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So I started to accept it. I started to accept this is it. Menopause, all the prednisone and the chemo and all the, and so I started to accept it, but it started to get me so depressed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I said, and thank God I was ready. I was really ready to make a change because people can give us all these ideas, all these plans, this, but if you're not emotionally, mentally, and physically really ready to make that life change, it's not going to happen.
You're right.
And I called up my girlfriend who was already giving me, you know, my life coach from California, Lisa Nunziella. And she, listen, you have to do this, this, and this, and this. But I wasn't ready at that moment.
Yep.
It only took me a couple of months, though, when I played back a video of one of my shows. And I didn't look good. I did not look good. I did not feel good. I was very depressed when I saw that video and I called her. I said, Lisa, I'm ready. I'm ready. Please help me.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I busted my ass.
I know you did.
I did everything she told me to do. I did not turn to the left, to the right.
I remember because when you were here, you were like very much like, no, I can't, you know, I can't. My coach, she watches everything I do. You know, and it is very challenging. And, you know, it's funny because I did a show when I did my WTF, you know, with you know, Karen and Danielle, and me and Danielle was speaking about it. Danielle is also, we're all in the same age bracket, and she went through the same thing. And I knew her, you know, I've known her, you know, most of my life. And when she just kept, like, she was in this place and she couldn't get out of this place. And I had said to her, you know, I was like, when you're ready, you know, you'll do it. And she got like you, like, you know, like we all do, not just you, everybody. You yes. have to reach a certain point when you're ready and yes. you're done with the excuses. You're done with the victim. You're done with feeling sorry for yourself. And you know what? And don't get me wrong. There's a lot of reasons to feel that way, because I mean, Jesus Christ, the way you prefaced this transformation was that you just battled cancer. Okay. So it wasn't like you were sitting there eating chocolate bonbons from a breakup. I mean, not that a breakup isn't, you know, not that that's not catastrophic in its own way, right. but you just fought for your life. Okay. Right. That's, and emotionally, physically, spiritually, like that takes a toll on you. Okay. So the fact that you did that, and thank God, the grace of God, thankfully you're here and mm-hmm. are able to speak about it and took, so you see, you took that and you gained strength mm-hmm. and you now took yourself to another level. And so what's interesting about sharing things, which I really appreciated when you came on the show and you spoke about your cancer and you were very candid about it, sharing things like that are very, you know, it turns you inside out. It makes you, you know, vulnerable, if you will. And when people are transparent like that and they utilize it, it helps others. So for instance, when I was doing the show with Danielle and Danielle was speaking about what she was going through and the same thing, how she works out, then she would stop, she'd fall off, she'd have to get back on. I spoke about what I was doing to try to get myself there. And someone very dear to me was listening to the conversation. And it, although I told her about a doctor that I use, I told her about all of these things, that day when she heard it, it sank in. And she was like, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. Oh, and beautiful. Made the step and is now doing so much better. So this is why sharing and empowering others makes a difference, because there is no magic button here. Like, and you know what? I'll be straight, because this is me, real talk. You know how many people, one of your shows I was at, oh yeah, no, Brenda looked at, yeah. I said, yeah, Brenda looks freaking awesome. And they were like, yeah, well, she had a lot of work done.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I was like, what? And this wasn't even a girl.
Oh my God.
And I could, and I looked and I was like, I don't know, but what, I mean, she looks freaking good. Like, you know, so like, again, like that's the response. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this is, and you're in the public eye. So people don't understand how unforgiving the public eye is, because you got cameras, you got people all up in there and they're looking, when you're in the public eye, they're looking for a reason to talk shit. They really are.
Yeah, I believe it. I don't want to believe it,
but
I
you know it.
Believe it, because it does happen. But that's funny. That's a real funny story.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I like to talk about these type of things, because you know what? I'm not that bitch. I can be a real bitch, but I am not that bitch. I am not the bitch that walks around and you know, tries. And no, I work really hard, and I'm never, and I mean, that's something, I'm hard on myself. I think a lot of us may be hard on ourselves. So, you know, like I'm hard on myself. Like my son is like, Ma, seriously, like how, what do they make, like a negative zero now? Like, you know, what are they? And I'm like, you know, and I laugh, you know, but it's not, it's about me. I don't care what anyone else thinks. Right. I mean, you did this for you, correct?
Absolutely. And I, it only worked because I was ready. I was ready.
Correct.
And I reached the bottom. I reached rock yeah. bottom, you know, with my health and my appearance. And I just knew it's now, or this is really it. And I didn't like the way I looked. I couldn't, and you know, something, it affected me my performance on stage, I had a hard time breathing sometimes because I was a very small, I was pretty petite my whole life, but I mean, I wasn't used to carrying that weight.
Yeah.
So trying to move on stage and sing, it affected me. It really did.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, like, so the first thing you have to do, right? So what people don't get to, it's mental, it's emotional, you know, it's physical, it's all of these things. And people don't get that part because, you know what? Think about this, right? Especially when you're younger, you see this more so, I think. You know, you see the, you know, the, these women and these men or, you know, whatever, young men, and they're like drop dead gorgeous, right? And they're the most insecure, unhealthy, unstable people you would ever meet.
Yeah.
And it's
talking about the younger guys, the younger good.
Well, I'm saying like there are like, well, you know what? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't even blame it on the young. A lot of people that you see out there that maybe have the looks that you may be drawn to,
right,
or that people may be drawn to, are the ones that are the least in tune with who and what they are.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Uh-huh.
So like, you know, it's about owning it. And I think that that's what happens when you get older, is that you become more at peace. Like you said, you accepted it. Mm-hmm. You didn't like it. You knew you had to accept it. And listen, I just had this conversation today. You have to accept something and recognize what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you can move forward from it.
Yeah. Accept it and own it. Accountability. Also, sometimes when you start, when you say, oh, I'm trying to diet. But meanwhile, you're really not trying to diet. You're really not trying to work out. You're really just
right
content with doing whatever makes you happy. And I mean,
it's like saying you're reading a book when you never turned a page. But we got to do some shout outs, Brenda, you know, and say thank you to those people that are tuning in tonight. Thank you for tuning in to our very, very first show, Straight Talk with Karen and Brenda. We are live on Podbean. And if anybody is on here, hit that heart button, hit that follow button. And if you're catching it on the there you go. If you're catching it on the replay,
you
can also comment on Podbean as well. But you can also listen to this. We're on Spotify right now, and I'm working on
Jennifer Lynn.
And Jennifer Lynn, another. We got some really strong women on here right now. Jennifer Lynn is another one that has been through hell and back lately, and she's been fighting for her health. And she just said that prednisone, bloated her. So, I mean, again, we got to just say, like, thank God, you know, Brenda just talked about her fighting to be here. You're fighting to be here, Jen. And, you know, you got to give yourself credit for that. Does that mean that you know, instead of, but it's empowering. You're not sitting in pity. You're rising above. And that is amazing because it is very difficult when you have gone through a life-altering thing to rise above and be better than you were, because a lot of people go in the other direction.
Absolutely. Yes. Amen to that. You're right. Amen. Amen. Strong women. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Joanne.
We got Joey Pizza on here. Hi, Joey Pizza. Joey, did you see I got the QR code up and running?
My aunt from Puerto Rico is on.
Is that Ada?
Yep, that's Ada R. And she shared it live on the show. Thank you, Titi.
Yeah. And we got DJ Lady Tita in the house. Mm-hmm. See, she said, that's me, everyone. I lost 12 pounds already. Menopause kicked my ass. I'm getting bioidentical hormones, and that's what was out of balance. And I actually did a show with my doctor, one of my like second shows when I started Real Talk years ago, and he came on and we talked about that. And for anybody out there that doesn't know about their hormones, and you need to go to the proper doctor because lack of hormones has so much to do. I mean, have you had, I mean, look, here we go. Real talk. Have you had yours checked, Brenda?
My hormones?
Yes.
Well, I have zero estrogen. They had to deplete my whole body from estrogen.
Okay.
So you know what happens when your estrogen is not there, your testosterone is spiking. So I'm trying to, I'm out there wanting to, right? It's like having PMS all day long, but I have that. It's all balanced out. I'm good. I actually had an appointment today. Yesterday. Was it today? No. I don't know, today or yesterday. Yesterday, I had an appointment with my doctors. Everything's good. We're good. Moving forward.
That's why, you know, for people that aren't familiar, you know, there are like the hormones. You have, progesterone. You have estrogen. You have testosterone. And, you know, all of those things have to balance because like Brenda just said, one of them is out of whack. The other one goes out of whack too. So, and that can make you go a little bit nuts. So if you feel like you're going a little cuckoo, get your levels checked because it might not just be the fact that we're living in a cuckoo world right now. It could really be that your hormones are out of whack. And, you know, this is the reason why you're not able to lose weight. This is the reason why you're depressed. This is the reason why you can't focus. This is the reason why you can't sleep. This is the reason why you don't want to have sex. This is the reason why, you know, all of these things, they all come together and, you know, it is so very important. So,
there's a hormone that we secrete when we work out. I don't know if it's serotonin. There's
oxytocin.
I'm not sure.
But yes, it's.
But when you work out.
Yep.
Serotonin. Yes. This hormone goes into your bloodstream and it gives you a feeling of euphoria. So it helps you. It makes you feel better. Cheche is in the room. Hi, Cheche. Cheche knows probably exactly what I'm talking about because my girl here, she works out. She, you know, she tries to get it in and she has her ups and downs, whatever, but she's doing really good. And she's on point. She tries to, you know, keep herself together. And I know she's worked hard. And it helps you. So if you're feeling down and out for some reason, you don't know why, it could be hormonal, take a walk outside. Walk around the block three times at a, you know, a little faster speed than normal. And you'll feel a little better. I promise you.
Yeah. It changing that atmosphere. You know, the other thing too, right? So I'm trying to go through some of the comments on here as well. So, you know, Lauren, thank you. She said you lift people up. You know, that's the other thing is, you know what? If you do good by yourself and by others, you will feel better as well. Because, you know, you have to, you know, some people are, I always say you're either the victim or the victor. And, you know, it's very important that you don't make yourself look good by making someone else look bad.
Right. Absolutely not.
And that's, you know, like we should all be, you know, making each other look good. So Joey Pizza said some people like to walk around with a magnifying glass. And that was probably in response to when I said that everybody, you know, you get looked at even more so in the public eye. So I'm sure that's what he meant by that. Oh, we got a couple of amens on this one.
Look, and Lauren said, I feel like some people hurt others because they don't feel good about themselves. And you're right. When you see somebody doing good, when they have ambition and they probably hit rock bottom and now they're ready to just make their lives better than what it is. And nobody can make your life better but you. Yeah. You are in total control. But I get it. Sometimes you're not feeling it. You're feeling low. You're feeling down. So you have to find a happy medium and you have to try to do something to help you feel better. And like I said, walk. Take a couple of walks around the block. get those, that serotonin, the hormone. I can't remember exactly the name of it, but I think that is, I think you're right. I think that's it.
And endorphins, it sends off endorphins.
There you go. Endorphins. And then they, and then when people aren't feeling that, you know, misery loves company. So you're not feeling happy about yourself, but then you see someone else doing something about it and trying to feel better about themselves. And there you go. Like Lauren said, they don't feel good about themselves. And then they try to do the same. They, you know, try to do
it. Misery loves company.
Thank you. Is that Jennifer Lynn, Jules? Thank you. Endorphins. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yes. And it, you know, and that's the whole thing too, right? Is, you know, it's like, you know, they say you are what you eat. And the same thing goes for like who you stick around. You know, if you're around people that are constantly giving you the side eye because, you know, like, oh, well, you know, I can't lose any weight. This one over here, you know, is always at the gym or is, you know, green is not a good color on you. Like, seriously, how about like, let's like empower one another. And then how about like, oh, you know what? I really like, I'm not feeling it. And, you know, I do that with people too. I'm like, okay, so like, yeah, what about tomorrow then? You're going to do, you know, whatever, or you're going to do this. And you're right. Everybody's different. Sometimes it just takes a break in what you're doing. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people have health issues in the sense that they can't work out and they can't do certain things. So, you know what? Then you go outside and you get some fresh air. You change your surroundings. Yeah. And you break it up a little bit because you know what? Especially through COVID, we got very like sedentary and we really like learned how to be home.
Oh yeah.
And
guilty.
And you have to like, it was so, I mean, like, look, nobody gets dressed anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to get dressed because once everybody realized what stretchies and freaking flats felt like.
Oh my God. I could be in pajamas all day.
Exactly. Exactly. And so thing is that you have to interrupt the regularly scheduled program. I mean, even today I was, you know, I was having a therapy for like 4 hours today. But I didn't work out today. I normally make sure that I do, but you get busy, right? Work happens, the kids happen, the house happens. And then it's like, shit, I didn't work out today, you know, and that's bad. Like, and I would tell myself, for anybody that doesn't know what to do, you know, YouTube is the greatest thing ever. You can watch whatever videos you want. They have like 10 minute workouts, 15 minutes workouts, 20 minute workouts, whatever it is. Yes. And so I found, I have like kettlebells in my house. Uh-huh. And I found this girl that I love and she does a 15 minute workout. And the beginning of the workout, she says, what could you do in 15 minutes? Trust me, you can do a lot.
Oh my God. Thank you. You know what? It's so funny because this week, I've been feeling so guilty because ever since the cruise, Cynthia's Dream Girl Cruise.
Yep.
I was doing really good up until that point. You know, you go on a cruise, you're eating all day long, and I fell off. And you know, when you fall off, it's so hard to get back on. And
sure.
I'm figuring out, okay, I got to get back. I got to get back. I got to get back.
Yep.
And, you know, my workouts are at least an hour, and I've been so busy since.
Yep.
And we just got back from a whole other week. We were just gone another week.
Yep.
And I can't find an hour.
Yep.
Do it. And look, you're telling me that there's 15, 10 minute show things on YouTube.
Yes.
That's great.
And you know what's funny? And I say that, and that's exactly what you just said. I say that to myself. I go, seriously, Karen, if you can't dedicate 15 minutes, then you got issues.
You know what I like about that? There's a beginning and an end. So you don't feel like you didn't complete something. You're going
to correct. Correct. That is very true. And so that's why I'm saying to people that we don't have time, we don't have money. You don't have money to go to the gym? You don't have to. The gym is in your house.
Oh.
You know, I mean, so there's all of these ways to go about doing it. It's just you got to do it. And I say to myself, like, literally, I'll have like three people calling me or texting me and I'm like, no. And I'm anal. If somebody texts me or calls me, like, it's like I have to check it and answer it and respond. Like, I have ADD like that. Like, I hate, there's nothing I hate worse than when people don't get back to you because you know the phone is in their freaking hand all the time. But things happen, right? So like, yes, if somebody texts me and I'm like, no, Karen, you're not responding to that right now. You're doing your 15-minute workout. You are not answering it. Right. So like, you know, but that's my point is that we can find the time, but you know what's easier to find? Excuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to get rid of the excuses because that is going to get you nowhere fast. And so this show is dedicated to all of those people that want to be like, you know, oh, well, you know, that bitch or that this, oh, she had work done. Oh,
she had work done. I can't believe somebody said that about me. That's so funny.
You know what? Yeah. That's freak. I hope people say that about me. Good. Say that about me. Say I had work done because when I turn around and I say to you, I didn't, this is all me, then like you could, you know, that's, then I own it that much more. And to me, that's an accomplishment because I'm not, listen, props to anybody that does get work done and looks good and feels good about themselves. Props.
Absolutely.
100%. Do what makes you feel better.
Right. 100%.
Props. But you know, at the same token, if that's not the route you choose, right, and you choose to do another route. Now, don't get me wrong. When I marry Elmer J. Fudd, and I'm on my mansion and my yacht, if, you know, my boobs are on my knees and he's like, honey, if it's really bothering you, you know, you could lift them. I might think about it. I can't say for sure, but walking on my hands, I'm starting to get a little dizzy. My head's getting a little lightheaded. So I can't say for sure. But, you know, I mean, listen, yeah, it's all good. As long as you feel good.
Yeah. Joey Pizza said, I had work done, pedicure, manicure.
Oh my God. He's so funny. You know what's funny? He also commented and he said, this is crazy. I just had all of mine, and he meant his hormones, checked a couple of days ago and you are talking about it. Wow. This is some serious good stuff. And this is why we do this, is to open up the lines of communication. And, you know, kudos to you, that you did this in the first place and did that, because not many people know that. So kudos. That's great.
And Joanne, rolls, wrinkles and rolls, Joanne, really? Rolls where, Joanne? She's funny.
Oh, I'm not, I didn't get that far yet. I'm still up here.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, rock bottom became the solid foundation of which I rebuilt my life. There you go. That Joey said that, and that amen. That's what it's. She I'm yelling endorphins. Chiche saying I'm yelling. They're yelling at us. That's funny. Good. We got you interacting. We got the blood flowing.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Thank you. I said thank you. She knows what it's about. Going up. Going down. Going. You know. Working. She works. She works hard. She does her thing. Cheche. Good girl, girl. Good girl. Yes. Move a muscle. Move. At least move something. Move.
Yeah, baby.
I'm really so excited right now, Karen, because like I said, I fell off since the cruise and I've been struggling to get back on. And I am going to do a 15-minute workout when we hang up.
Okay. I will send you what I like, what I use. I don't know if you have a kettlebell, but she also does weights or whatever as well. And again, oh, the lights just flickered in my house. Holy crap. Yeah, so well, luckily this isn't plugged in. So if I go, if we go in the dark, I'll be sitting here. That'll be fun. For anybody that's not in New York, it's like Auntie M out there. We got like the dogs are flying, the trees are flying, everything's flying. It's crazy. Mother Nature is definitely, Mother Nature needs some freaking hormone pills because she's definitely out of whack.
Yeah. Let's talk about midlife crisis.
Yes, I remember you were going to say that, and I had wrote that down in my notes.
Do you think that that is also attributed to hormones and stuff? Like, I'm not sure where the correlation is with hormones and feeling. I don't know, because I mentioned that earlier in my
life. Yes, I saw that. I heard you.
And I'm thinking lately, I've been feeling like everything is like everything's leaving me. Like I can't catch up.
Yes,
I don't know. It's kind of weird what's going on with me, and I want to. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but.
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on. I think number one, I think just energetically, the world. I mean, I feel like the world is crying a little bit. You know, there's so many things that are going on that I think are affecting us energetically. But as far as, you know, I don't really, so what, I don't have the definition in front of me. I guess I could look it up on what midlife crisis actually means, but
the only thing I remember being younger and hearing the older,
yeah, you know, saying that they going through midlife crisis.
Oh, midlife crisis. And so what I think it is that you're trying to catch up to something that's leaving you, or you're trying to hang on to something that feels like it's.
Uh-oh, we lost you.
I feel, are you there?
I got you now, yes.
Coming in. I'm feeling like I still have energy to do things. I still want to do big trips and group friends, you know, game nights and little parties here and gatherings there. But everyone around me, and even with my children, I still want to do things with my children. And it's like, people are telling me they're too grown. They don't want to hang out with their mom. Okay, get it. And I go to my friends, hey, why don't we do like a weekend getaway? And they're kind of like, no, we don't want to drive, or we don't want to fly, or we, like, everyone seems very content with just riding off into the sunset, it feels. And I'm feeling like I still want to do things. I'm still motivated for the next adventure. And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, then that's not midlife crisis.
That's not it. You know,
well, I don't know. Tita said it's when you're trying to recapture your youth.
Okay. There you go. Could that be?
That is what midlife crisis is, but it doesn't sound like you're trying to recapture youth. It sounds like you're just trying to live.
Have fun and live. Yeah. I mean, are we supposed to stop enjoying those things at a certain age?
Again, you're asking the wrong person, because I don't do what you're supposed to do. But I, you know what? I break everything. Like everybody, you know, when you get older, you're not supposed to wear your hair long. You're not supposed to wear it dark. You're not supposed to dress a certain way. I don't know who they are, because they are not me. So I don't really care what we're supposed to do or we're not supposed to do. That said, obviously, you know, we want to carry ourselves, you know, in the right way. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that what has happened, besides what you're talking about, you know, where you're categorizing it as a midlife crisis, I think that two things have happened. I think that number one, you have a second chance on life, mm-hmm. and you recognize how amazing that is. And in my, you know, that, so you recognize how blessed you are, and that you want to do more. You, this did not get you, it empowered you. So now you have bettered yourself. You have hit the ground running. I mean, you got yourself into the shape you wanted to be in. Your career is flourishing. So like, you are getting yourself, and you are on top of the world. And that is why you are filled with this energy and life. I don't think that you're chasing your youth in the sense that you're having a midlife crisis. I think that you're having a life epiphany, and you recognize that life is for the living. So we have, that's A. And then B, what we spoke about with COVID, in when we were stuck and held down in COVID like that, you know, we were all on pause, you know, and muted.
God.
So I think.
Karen, you hit it right on the head because I feel you're right. So many times. And you know what? I'm gonna bring my music business into this right now and just share a little something with you.
Please.
When I started traveling again after my cancer bout and going to do the show, like if we go to Florida.
Yep.
After the show, I want to connect with my peers. I want to hang out downstairs in the hotel lobby. I want to like do that. Hey, everybody, let's get together.
You're a people person.
Everybody's so quick. Let me not say everybody. There's maybe a little handful that may just hang out a little bit, but the majority are running to their hotel rooms. They're taking the next flight out.
Yep.
They're on to the next thing. I mean, I get it. Everybody is busy and stuff. But like you said, I feel like this is my second chance and I want to just take it in a little more. Smell the roses a little longer. You're right. You're so freaky. Oh my God.
And you know what? That's what makes you different because, you know, it's like anything else, right? It becomes an everyday thing and people don't see the beauty in it, right? So now you get to perform, you love, you know, you're a singer, you're a performer, you love your audience, you love you connect with people. So that gives you that high. So you don't want it to end. So you're there, you have that energy, you're connected to your fans, your peers, you know, whomever it is, and you just want to embrace that. And that's a beautiful thing because your love is still there, as opposed to, I mean, think about it. When you work with people and it, you know, no matter what it is, right? If you're around certain people love to, you know, do certain things and some people don't. Like, I love being a parent. So, you know, I don't, when my kid walks away, I'm not like, oh, thank God he left. That kid's killing me. You know, I'm happy my kid is around. I'm not looking for him to leave me. But then there are other parents that are like, go, go, go. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. But it's a different vibe. So you're vibing with what you're doing and it makes your heart pound. So you want, and it makes you happy and it makes you pumped and you want to share that happiness and that joy and that pump. So you're living your best life and you just aren't around the same quality of people at that point.
It almost feels like I'm the only, like I feel kind of alone sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, Holly and I, we do everything together and we're always together, but we're ready. We're ready to do some adventure. And it just feels like everyone's so, no one around us is smelling the roses. Let's just put it that way. And it's sad.
And unfortunately, energy can become contagious. So, you know, if people don't realize it, right? So when you have somebody that's like Brenda, right? A ray of light, and they come around, they make everybody, you know, feel a certain way. And then when you have somebody that's a miserable and they come around, they make everybody feel a certain way. One is good, one isn't good. And people don't really get it, you know, because they don't see it. And that's why people want to be around you. That's probably why you are. I mean, besides the fact that you're an amazing performer and singer, that's why people want to be around you because you just exude that, you know, happiness, that fun, that love. And you know, not everybody is that way. You know, some people it's like, okay, let's get this show over or whatever it is. I mean, even somebody delivering a baby, right? Like they're blessed. They're bringing a new life into the world every day. And maybe, you know, they don't really, they don't care anymore. They're like, all right, pop this, you know, little one out. I got to go home. It's time for me to eat, you know? So, you know, I mean, it's just, it becomes, you know, routine and we all fall victim to it. So, you know,
it's not a midlife crisis. It's an epiphany.
I think so. Because a midlife crisis. So as Tita had said, she said that when it's a midlife crisis that you're, so you're trying to recapture your youth. And then she said, but you go about it in a negative way. So you're not going about anything negatively. You're not doing anything like you're right. going about it in a positive manner because you want to just spread the joy.
Good time and making memories. That's it.
Yeah. And so that's what, you know, everybody, if you see the comments, everybody is saying something like that, you know, where, oh, look, and now everybody. So Joanna, I'll be 60 in 2 years and freaking out. I will come to game night and have fun game and whip shots. There you go.
Good. Joanne, you know where I live. You could come whenever. You know what? I'm going to let you guys know next time I'm going to host a game night. And we could just hang out. Oh, man.
Listen, if I can do it, I would love to take off and go to Florida for a few days. I don't get the chance to do it. Let me see. Don't stop living. Jen said, you're not supposed to stop living life. See, Chi-Chi said that.
Chi-Chi.
And then, you know what? I had a Chi-Chi too.
It's pronounced Cheche.
Cheche. Oh.
But Chi-Chi is really cute and I'm sure she's laughing.
Well, because I had a Chi-Chi. So that's why I had a girlfriend named Chi-Chi. So I'm terrible. Don't mind
Joanne,
me.
Joanne, I love your spirit. And I know, yes, I feel 30 most of the time. You know what? We're Gemini sisters, girls. So I totally get it.
Yeah. So that Tita said, we're supposed to enjoy life even if we are 90 years old. It's a mindset.
Yes.
Yeah. I do things. Joey said, I do things until I told I can't do them. I focus on working on them.
Okay.
We always have one more shot. That's what a good friend of mine says.
Yeah. I love you, Joey.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's saying you know, life is striving, good vibing. It's a blessing.
Yeah. That's my Dr. Karen. Yeah, Lauren. Karen's my doctor too. I love it. I feel like I've been through a therapy session just now. But you know what? You're not going to believe this. I really feel good right now. Like, I really can't wait to go upstairs and get on my little machines and do my little thing and turn on that YouTube 15-minute workout. I feel inspired. So thank you, Karen.
Well, no, and thank you, because you know what? I too feel that way, because, you know, prior to this show, like, you know, people only know what you allow them to know, right? So, you know, I'm transparent with things, but I keep my personal business personal. And nobody knows what goes on, and people are quick to judge, and people are quick to be catty and all that. But like, I don't cater to that nonsense. And like, sometimes you get pulled in different directions and it's very hard to get your focus back. So it's very like, you are a very positive person. Even when I was having technical difficulties and I was trying to do things when I was doing it, and I was like texting you like a lunatic. Uh-huh. And you were like, it's okay, mama, start again tomorrow. You're good. Yeah. And I was like, and I'm thinking, she must be like, this Karen is such a pain in my ass. No. She drives me freaking crazy. But
never.
Sometimes we need that little push, the gentle push, and energy begets energy. So that's why when you're around and you cater to the BS, then that's where your energy is going to go. And it's very difficult to take it from that place, because I know for me personally, I can be a nasty bitch real fast. And when I go there bad. Yeah. And I don't want to be, I ain't that bitch. So if I allow you to push those buttons, then you win.
My patience. I have a lot of patience. It would take a lot. Like, somebody has to really be poking at me for some time.
Yep.
But eventually,
yep,
I will snap.
Yep.
In a very ugly way. And because I know I can get so ugly, yep, I try everything in my being not to allow myself to go there.
Correct.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And that is also.
Yes, Lauren. True. True that.
What did she say?
Lauren said, nobody knows what people are going through, what someone is going through. So true.
That's right. And that should be the next topic, because you remember when you were saying to me, because I wrote down a bunch of them and you said to me, you know, we didn't even talk about what our next topic is going to be. And remember, I posted something and I said, I think the post was something to the effect of, do you think people would act the way they do if they knew what you were going through? Right? I think that was the post.
Was that today or yesterday you posted that?
I posted that a couple of days ago. You texted me and you were like, oh my God, yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and that is the truth. And it's a good segue for our next show, because, you know, that's, people really don't know what someone else is going through. And, you know, if you got to go out of your way, it's very easy to be nasty, but it's also very easy to be kind. For me, I've trained myself. I am a kind person, but I'm trying not to curse because you're very good about not cursing, but don't fuck with me. Okay.
Don't bring none, won't be none.
Yeah. Don't want none, won't be none. So, you know, I say it all the time, like, you know, don't go there, because when you go there, you know, you want to poke the bear, like you were saying before. You poke the bear. When now you're coming at me, you're coming at me, you're coming at me. I'm standing my ground. I'm rising above. And now the last thing you do, and now I got you, you know, your neck is in, you know, holding. And now you're going to be like, oh, look what she did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and that's, and so, but you know what? That's all about self-control, and it's all about, you know, just like you said, being, you know, we're here living our best life. You want to join us? If you don't want to join us, just get out of the way.
Right.
Just get out of the way. I'm in my own lane right now. We're in our lane. We're cruising. Okay. Right. We're in the left lane. We're going 60. Do not get in the left lane if you're going 20. Get out of the way.
Yes.
That's all.
Yep.
It's really quite simple.
And everybody has their own pace, and that's okay.
Right.
And that's
just get okay. Over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get in the other lane.
Beep. Lauren said beep, beep. Plain and simple, says Joanne. Yep. Life is too short.
No. And that's, you know, and so, like, that's why, like, I keep it real. I'm probably a little more, and I really hate saying that, because I hate when people say I keep it real, because most people that say they keep it real really don't. But, you know, like, I guess that's why this is straight talk.
Right.
So this is straight. There's no filter. You're much better filtered than I. You know, and I love the way that you finesse the words. I'm a little more of a straight, we're both straight shooters, but I think I'm a little more, I got an exclamation point, following me.
That's okay.
But
that's fine.
It's two ways of, and we talked about this when we were going to do the show together, right? It's two ways of saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And each approach works differently. So, you know,
we can agree to disagree also sometimes, and that's fine.
Listen, I am so grateful for people that can agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when I don't have to think the way you think and you don't have to think the way I think. I respect you at the same token. If I'm watching you and I know you're going to, you know, you're sinking and I'm trying to put my hand out and you're kicking it away. You know, it's a hard lesson to learn. But you know, we got to say thank you to everybody that tuned in tonight to our very first show, Straight Talk with Karen and Brenda. You know, we are live on Podbean. And if anybody that's listening to this on the replay is like, what are they talking about? We're reading the comments because people, that's why we did this live, so that people could comment, and we are reading people's comments. And we actually, like, you know, it's hard to read everybody's comments. So if we skipped any, please don't feel slighted. Sometimes, you know, we go from topic to topic, and you don't read them all, but
I want to respond to something, Joanne.
Please.
Because she's not alone. There are a few people out there who are.
What did she say?
She says, I'm way too nice. Need some pointers to toughen up. So first thing I want to say is sometimes you got to swallow that fuck you pill. Every once in a while, you got.
Oh my God. Thank God she cursed now, too. All right. Good. I feel better now. Okay. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Joanne, I'm speaking. Girl, you have to take that pill once in a blue moon because people will just take advantage. And you got to think about it like this. If they had they have the balls or the chutzpah to say or do what they're choosing to say or do to you, mm-hmm. it's okay for you to just give it right back. You don't mm-hmm. have to be politically correct. You don't have to shy away. They have that moment. They feel that they can do and say.
You want to give it? You got to take it.
Give it right back. Those are the people you give it right back to, Joanne.
That's right.
Those are the ones.
And you know what?
But
the thing that happens too, and this
I
is
hate bullies. That
right.
I grew up like that, and I always was the one who would speak up for yep. the ones being bullied.
Yep.
And I don't like that.
Right. And you know what? The thing that we need to stand in and that people need to recognize is that kindness is not weakness. And people mistaken kindness for weakness. And that has been like there's a fine line there, and you can be kind, and anybody will tell you, like, you know, I mean, this Sammy sweetheart, the sweetest bitch you ever meet. I am the fucking sweetest bitch that you'll ever meet, and I am way older than her, and I own that shit from way back when, and that is me. I am the kindest bitch. I am the sweetest bitch you will ever meet. Do not cross that line. When we get older, I think we deal with it differently. Wouldn't you say, Brenda, that you deal with it differently when people cross the lines?
100%. Now, this is what I've noticed. Because when I was younger, I would snap a lot quicker. I didn't
yep.
have the patience that I have now.
Yep.
Now that I'm older, I am patient. And when the time is right, I'm going to
yep.
tell you where to go and how to get there. However... Yep. Now I get accused of being passive aggressive.
Oh, passive aggressive.
I'm okay. passive aggressive. That's what. So I'm like, okay, damn if I'm sweet and set you straight if you want to take my kindness as a sign of weakness and I'm defending myself. So now that's what I'm finding. Oh, you're passive aggressive. Why? I'm nice. I'm nice until you try to get over. Now
what,
I'm
wait.
See the ugly me.
Wait, but where how does that become passive aggressive? I'm missing that.
I don't know. But that's what I've been told.
So when you're allowing someone to behave the way that they're behaving, but you are watching it, so to speak, mm-hmm. that makes you passive aggressive?
No, when I react to it after watching it for a long period of time, after being nice to them, after, oh, okay, but this, oh, no, oh, okay. And now I'm like, well, you know what? Screw you. And that's that.
That's not passive aggressive. Well, passive aggressive is being like having that, you know, the underhanded things, the indirect comments, that's passive aggressive. That's what you're saying is you're like, okay, I've dealt with this enough. And it's like if you throw 100 shoes in the closet and 101 shoe goes in and all the shoes fall down, that shoe wasn't passive aggressive. You just put one more thing in there and everything came out. So that's what happens. So that's not passive aggressive. Passive aggressive is when you make stupid, sly little comments, when you're not being like forthcoming with something because you're like, you're poking, your passive aggressive is more poking the bear. No, you just reacted. And now because you were so nice, now you react like, oh my God, but Brenda's so nice. Why would she, why would she do that? Like, and again, playing the victim. You poke the bear, you poke the bear, you poke the bear. And now all of a sudden the bear comes and bites you and it's the bear's fault that it bit you.
All right. Well, then I don't know. Then I'm confused.
I was going to say, you're not passive aggressive at all.
I don't think I am.
Not even a little bit.
There was no confusion with me. I just felt that I wasn't. So I thought that, you know, somebody said that to me once.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll handle them because that's not true. All right. And you can handle the person that said you had all that work done. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh my God. And you said it was a guy, right?
I said it was a guy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. What did he think I had done? Did he say anything?
I didn't ask. I you know what? I just was baffled that he said that in the first place. I was like, you know, like I just looked at him and, you know, especially we know, you know, that you fought through cancer. So, you know, obviously, you know, there, you had to do things to still be here. So, you know, I didn't know what to say to that.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
This was fun, Karen. Oh my goodness.
And now you're ready. You're going to go see. Now she's got to go because she wants to get. Now she got to go work out.
You guys, bye.
That's it. Got to go. Bye. No. Let me see. I want to see if there's anything before we let everybody go. So Charlie said, you can't let life become stagnant. That's when you allow depression and a mild life, midlife crisis to sneak in. Keep your mind and body in motion. Thank you, Lauren. Karen is my heart and inspiration. Well, you know what? Thank you. I hope to be, it's always good to be inspirational. Jen, Karen is the most amazing energy and vibe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nobody knows what someone else is going through. Let's see. Well, thank you, Lauren. Don't wake the mama bear. That's true. Yes, life is too short. My blink doesn't work in my car. That's why I stay in my lane.
I'm a reactor. Chech is cute.
That's why you work so well together. We went from sex talk to menopause in a year. That's great.
Oh my God. Oh, that's gotta be a good topic. Oh, we could make a couple of days. Oh, look at the hearts go up.
Well, that's probably not all that went up.
That's what she said.
Well, that's what he said.
Okay.
I don't curse. Oh, look at Joanne. She's so cute. I don't curse and definitely get taken advantage of. Well, you know what, Joanne? Fuck them.
That's right.
No, I'm trying not to.
Yeah, you could just be straightforward. Don't let the bullshit get to you. The minute you hear something that's not, you know, right, or just say it. Stop them. Nip it right in the bud immediately.
I got you, Joanne. I got you. I will say it for you. But you know what? In all honesty, you know, it is, we don't have to curse. It's the way you say something. It's how you say it and all of that. I don't think that there's, I'll leave you with this thought, Joanne. When I was much younger, I had a friend of mine. And when I was young, I was the biggest bitch. And, you know, I was the biggest bitch because I had a big heart and I didn't know how to protect my heart without being a bitch. So a friend of mine, then all of a sudden I tried to be nicer And a friend of mine, and I said, I don't get it. First, I was a bitch and I had to change. And now I'm too nice and I have to change. I said, so like, I don't get it. I don't understand. And the advice that was given to me was, you know, keep the people around you that you don't have to be that bitch with. So goes back to, I ain't that bitch again in our topic for today. So keep that in mind. If you're around people that you feel are taking advantage of you and that are making you act in a manner in which you don't want to act, those are not your people.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are not your people.
Those are not your people. Yeah. Your people are the ones that get you to finish a podcast and go work out.
Yay!
Those are your people.
Yeah, no, I was bullied when I was younger, and I learned real quick to have to defend myself. Otherwise, I was going to be chewed up. And so it was hard for me, but that's why when I have an issue now, today, I will handle that issue with the person. I won't go around talking about them. I will go directly to them and tell them what the problem is.
Hence why you are not passive aggressive.
Thank you. Okay.
So whoever said that.
I didn't think so, but.
Whoever said that to you, I want their name and phone number. And I'm going to have a talk with them and tell them you cannot talk to Brenda like that, because she is not passive aggressive. She verbalized herself very well. And now you need to go F yourself. That's it. Thank you very much. We don't need you here. But yes. So we got to say thank you to everybody that tuned in today.
Yes.
We did it. We had no technical difficulties, Brenda.
None whatsoever.
Except for whoever called you while we were live, and we can.
That was my mom.
I was going to say we can yell at them later, but not mommy. We don't yell at mommy.
She wasn't aware.
That's okay. We got you.
She was probably calling to tell me she can't get in.
You're probably right. It happens, but that's okay. We can, for anybody that did tune in, help others so that they can tune in, because I know this is a fun dangled thing, although 80 billion people listen to podcasts, but for some reason this becomes challenging. But we are growing our podcast, and it will be going out to different podcast platforms. So far we just have it on Spotify right now, but I think it's actually a few. I might have gotten it on iHeartRadio. I'm not sure. I have to look at where it is, but we're getting there. So just stick with us, you guys, and thank you for understanding and supporting us and sharing it. And I say it all the time. The best way to support is to share, share things, like things, go on Brenda's page. You know, make sure you're following and liking her, actually, your C-Banks page. Go on Real Talk Karen Stacy page. Hit those follow buttons. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Follow wherever you can, because numbers matter. And do you want to tell everybody where you are this weekend?
This weekend, I am off, but I will be at the Westbury Theater celebrating the 40th anniversary of a dear friend, Brian Rosenberg.
Yes.
Celebrating his years in the business. So
that's amazing.
Going to be a lot of fun. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, good.
And stay tuned, everybody, for the next topic. We're not really saying what it is just yet, but it's going to be a good one.
Well, we weren't sure if we were going to talk about that post, but we'll elaborate, and we'll get a topic, and we'll let everybody know. I will definitely, we'll post that. So that's easy enough to do. So again, thank you guys all for tuning in. Hit those like buttons, hit those share buttons, hit those follow buttons.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for making our first show awesome. We can't do it without you. Thank you, Brenda, for shining so bright.
Same to you, sweetheart. Thank you for inviting me on this adventure with you. Thank you.
Well, this was a collaboration, my love.
Mm-hmm. You knew I wanted to do this. I just didn't know how to get it.
This was a collaboration, and two for the price of one, and we're gonna just keep making things happen. So remember, It's Straight Talk with Karen and Brenda. Don't forget it. And we will see you. What do we know what the date is? What that Wednesday is?
That Wednesday is, I think it's the 4th. No, it's the, I just had, hang on. The next one is the 1st, May 1st.
May 1st. There you go. You can't forget it. Nope. First day of May is our next show. So make sure you guys, it's, next Wednesday, Joanne, is the 10th, right? And that's, I'm doing the show with, I'm doing Real Talk with Anthony Mangini. But no, our next Straight Talk with Karen and Brenda is going to be May 1st. So we're doing it the first Wednesday of every month. So you can never forget it. First Wednesday of every month, you got to come and check us out. So thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Joanne, and thank you. I hope to see you on the 13th and the 20th, girl. You guys support us so much. Thank you so very much.
Yes, and on the 20th, after you guys finish your fundraiser, you're zooming over to Croton for my birthday bash. Joanne, you're coming too?
Yes, we got to celebrate Miss Karen Stacy.
We got to celebrate. That's what it is. We got to celebrate life because tomorrow isn't promised. I always say, tomorrow isn't promised. Don't be an asshole today.
I love it.
All right. My love. We say goodnight to everybody. Happy April. And the house didn't blow over, so we're in good shape.
We have power. Thank God.
It won't be tough because DJ Casper already figured out how far you guys are and he already calculated the timing and you could be to us by midnight. So you're in. He already planned out Brenda's night. So don't worry about it.
Joanne's in Long Island. So she has a schlep. She's way out there. So yes, Joanne won't be able to join us. Right. I totally doubt it. She's way out.
All right. I understand. Yeah, that traveling stuff is no fun. No. I understand. Well, anybody that is traveling, be safe. And I'm glad you're off this weekend. Good for you. And we will see you guys May 1st for the next show.
Okay.
All right. Woo. Thank you guys. Any closing statements you want to make, Brenda?
No, just keep love alive with performance. Just, live. That's it. Live to you full, to the fullest.
There you go. And remember, I ain't that bitch. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you again. Bye guys.
Bye-bye.